The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. We have a bonus episode featuring TestLoop, an incredible LA startup company. What we did is three amazing women in tech, me being included, drove in a TestLoop to Palm Springs. TestLoop is such a cool company. What they do is they provide the most efficient transportation in a Tesla from Palm Springs to LA, from Orange County to LA, from San Diego to LA, and round trip. So you don't have to think about a thing. They have a personal concierge, they have snacks, all the goodies. So check out our intimate conversation inside a TestLoop on our day trip to Palm Springs.
And we're in the TestLoop. Yeah.
So excited.
So that's the camera right there. And here's the mic. Yeah,
here's Cam. And I'm Liza.
And I'm Esprit. And we're riding in TestLoop to Palm Springs.
So excited.
So excited. We're going to the Ace Hotel. So, okay, have you guys heard of the new app called Blink?
No. What is that?
I think it's called Blink. Blind.
Blind. What is Blind?
It's like the new tech app. And apparently, when I think it was like LinkedIn was sold, that information like leaked on Blind before it was made public or something like that.
Oh, right. That's the one where people like anonymously send in stuff. They just had an issue with Uber because a bunch of Uber people were also comments there too.
So what's really interesting is one of the questions they were asking on this Blind app is what to do in LA when you're a tech person in LA. Like, people are actively looking to move from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
We're
awesome. So it's like, what are some of the things? And I said, well, one cool thing to do is take a TestLoop to Palm Springs.
Yes.
Go party at the Ace Hotel. So how often have you guys gone to Palm Springs?
So it's been a while for me. I was just saying, the last time I was there was for Old Cella, so that was in the fall.
Yeah.
I did go to one of the beach parties, which was pretty epic, at the Ace Hotel 2 years ago for Coachella, which I had a blast at, but it's been a while. But more than anything, I think, especially in LA, yes, we're used to being in our cars, but how cool is it to be in a car where we get our own pilot?
Yeah, totally.
Shout out to our pilot. And Wi-Fi.
And
we have Wi-Fi in the car.
Snacks.
Which is great. Yeah. And you get to be in a Tesla and really can just go out there, hang out, and chill. Because we were saying this even earlier today, like, we never build in time to just chill.
Yeah, it's
right?
True. Yeah. What's really cool about TestLoop goes, as far as I understand it, to Orange County, to San Diego, and to Palm Springs. And these are all great areas to go to.
It wasn't Vegas, actually, one of the other things. So Las Vegas.
It used to be Vegas, but you go to Vegas right now. Vegas will be back, but for right now, it's three really relaxing destinations. And I know one of my friends suggested, hey, let's get a hotel in Orange County for a few days just to, like, chill out. So it's nice to get out of Los Angeles, like in Silicon Beach, and to, you know, say, which is primarily Santa Monica, Venice, and really get out of the city and just relax and unwind. So what are some other things that you would do as, like, as a tech person in Los Angeles to, like, get away from it all?
Bike riding by the ocean.
Oh, you do that every weekend.
I do that every weekend. Saturdays and Sundays. It's my time that nobody messes with. It's like scheduled in my calendar. It's as important as a meeting.
But you know what? You actually just said what it is, which is super key, which I talk about in my book, Latina Empowerment Through Leadership, is that when you are a leader, regardless of the company you have, whether you're the only employer, you have 100, scheduling in time for yourself.
Oh, it's so
Relax with friends, but also for yourself is so key, and you have to put it in your calendar.
100%.
If you don't put it in, you'll never get it done. Right?
1,000%.
And honor it like a meeting.
Putting a pause real quick on our conversation about, like, what activities to do in LA, being a tech person, talking about writing a book, how long did that take you? I know a lot of us want to write a book, and we don't have the discipline to just, like, get it done. How'd you get it done?
So discipline is the key word. The big thing is really committing to doing. For me, it was committing to doing an hour a day of just squeezing in the writing and being okay the first time, especially when you're type A, you want to go back and, like, keep fixing. It's like, don't even worry about the fixing. Just get it all on paper. You'll have someone, pay someone to edit it. Then you can go back through, because even after you read it and someone else edits it, you're going to be like, oh, I actually now remember this, or hey, I want to take this out or reconstruct it. So knowing that you don't have to commit yourself to that first draft, which is what I think is really daunting to a lot of people, helps so much. And then also having an outline. So once you have an outline, because maybe you're on the plane and you're in the mood to talk about whatever your chapter 13 is, as opposed to what you're going to put in chapter one. So you don't have to write it in chronological order. That also is really helpful as well.
How long did it take you to write your book?
6 months. So
6 months. That's pretty good.
So I
did you use any special tools or anything?
No, it was basically me like putting on the line, and then I used Evernote was a really big key help for me in creating my outline and then typing stuff up and then putting it in. And then if I was in places, you know, as I was traveling the world and I would see things, I was like, oh, that's a really great example. Yeah. Let me just type this down. I can flesh it out later, so that if I did have time, and that was a thing, going back to scheduling, I'd always find those little gaps. Is it when I'm on a plane? Is it when I'm in between meetings? Is it, you know, getting up an hour early before I'm going to start my day and I'm in the hotel and I'm overlooking like the Dead Sea.
Right.
I'm so inspired. Awesome. Let me just write. So I just found things that would motivate me and inspire me to keep the ball moving. And I'm excited to now write my second one, which is what I've started now, to be out in time for the holidays.
I love it.
Go,
okay,
girl.
So activities. Let's get back to activities. What are some other things that all these, you know, entrepreneurs and engineers looking to move from San Francisco to Los Angeles, what are some of the other things that they could do?
I think, you know, also going kayaking or
staying in the paddleboarding.
Yeah,
in Malibu.
In Malibu or in the marina.
Yeah, Playa. Yeah.
And Playa are great, so it's not too far, obviously, from Silicon Beach, and you're right in the hub of it.
100%.
But what's really nice is that it's in an area where you're around other people, other yachts, but then really good restaurants. So it's pretty central. So it's not like you have to drive for hours on end to get somewhere. You could do that and still make your evening date if you have a date on Bumble or, you know, if you have an afternoon meeting. So you can really balance living that beach life with the work life.
Amazing. Cam, any last thoughts on something to do?
I mean, anything with the water.
You were talking about Cassia. The restaurant.
Food is great. Food is great. Cassia is a beautiful place. If you guys haven't been, you gotta go. No, but honestly, anything by the water. The water for me is what is all healing and just incredible. And that's what we have in LA that I feel like nowhere else really has.
And, okay, so how can, Liza, how can everybody find your book and how can they find you on social? Cam, how can everybody find you? And please share a little bit about what you're up to.
Sure.
And then I'll talk about who I am in this amazing Tesla.
I love it. So I'm Liza Monet Morales. That's Liza with two Z's, please. And my handle is XOXOLiza, again, with two Z's, please, on everything social. And my book is called Latina Empowerment Through Leadership. You can find it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I would love to hear and connect. I always love empowering other women and sharing my best tips for the best people, places, resources around the world to inspire others to do and pursue what they love, to spread a little bit more love into the world.
Amazing. Cam?
So I'm Cam Kashani. They call me the godmother of Silicon Beach. Hey. I'm a three-time founder on my third company. It's called CoExcel, the Human Accelerator. So I work one-on-one specifically with female founders in a combination of coaching, relationship capital, and business and marketing strategy. And it's amazing and awesome, and I love it. And
she's also the mom of two adorable little ones.
Yeah, they are so cute. They're so cute.
Thank you.
How old are they now?
So I have twin boys. They're five. And I'm a single mama. It's fun and awesome. And I'm a huge advocate for women's empowerment. I speak often on women's leadership and women's empowerment. Yeah. So power to the ladies.
Yes.
I fucking love it.
I mean, she gets contracted. You guys have no idea. She gets contracted by other governments, and they fly her out. Like, when you went to Beirut?
Bahrain. Bahrain and Kuwait, I get to, I'm an expert speaker with the State Department in a program proven to ward off terrorism. So I get to go and work with women in the Middle East, and the youth out there to help them build their projects and create their entrepreneurial ecosystem.
And I think that's what's fantastic. One of the things that I've enjoyed, whether it's been in Dubai, whether it's been in the Middle East, I just got back from Jerusalem as well, and Israel, is meeting women around the world who have a passion for tech and feeling for them to see other women supporting women in the U.S. They're like, oh my God, A, I'm not alone. But B, someone like you, where you're also a mom and you're also kicking ass, where they're like, wow, you can do both. Because gone is a generation and that mindset of thinking you really can only do one or the other. It's like, no, we can show you do both and do well. 100%. You just have to have that balance, right?
Absolutely.
And or more harmony and have that team. And we were talking about this earlier. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to ask help when you need it, whether it's getting an assistant, whether it's getting even a psychiatrist to talk to you, whether it's getting other people on your team, because there's still this weird stigma of, oh, but I don't want to ask for help because if I ask for help, then that means I'm not as good because I didn't do it on my own. No one really does it on their own, despite what they show you on
social.
Nobody does,
and if they say they do, they're either lying or miserable, or both.
It's true, though.
No, it's totally
true. And also, and I will say this, because I know for a while it was so hard for me to really be like, okay, I've come to a point where I have to start expanding my team. But I had to take an outside-in approach, so I also think sometimes people don't realize you're stunting your own growth when you're not allowing yourself to bring others on board so you can stay in your creative zone of genius, right, and keep growing. If you're like, no, I'm going to just hold on to this, 100%. Well, great. Well, then it's never going to grow past a certain level because you're not allowing that breath to be there.
Totally. And community is key, right? We're the only species born into this world with the need for another human to survive. So if you think that you can do it alone, you've got a flawed mentality you'll need to fix. And you can find me, by the way, on social. I'm at Cam S. Kashani. That's CamSKashani. And my website is coaccel.com. That's coaccel.com.
Perfect. And as you guys may know, my name is Esprit Devora, and I created We Are LA Tech. You're so cute. Unifying the LA Tech ecosystem, and I host and produce both the We Are LA Tech and Women in Tech podcast.
Which I've been on. She does, like a boss. I've been on too.
Bye, everyone.
We'll see you soon. Stay tuned.
Say bye to Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
Also, before we go, if you want to learn more about TestLoop, feel free to go check them out. You can also look at the hashtag TestLoop to see other people and their adventures while they've been on the road.
Yay!
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Betalist, one of my favorite companies to gain exposure to your startup before you're even live. Go to betalist.com/womenintech and get featured. Yes, get your startup featured while still in beta and make sure people know that you're about to go live, so when you open the floodgates for business, you'll be ready with pre-existing customers and signups. That's betalist.com/womenintech. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.